Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
The playoffs with a stunning loss to Cincinnati. NBA, the Wizards win. College basketball, Virginia Tech loses, but the Maryland women win. WMAL News Time 504 up next. Traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The holidays are over, so it's time to get your home back in order. Hi, it's Larry O'Connor from my friends at Zero Res, who want to help you start the new year cleaner with a great deal. Zero Res will pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpets for only $49 a room. Listen, Zero Res cleaned my carpets last year, and they still look brand new, feel softer, and smell fresh even today. If you're noticing traffic patterns worn into your carpets, spills, odors, or pet stains, they'll disappear after a Zero Res clean. You know what I also love about Zero Res? It's how easy it is. They bring all the equipment and carpets dry in just a few hours with zero residue, no spots, or odors left behind. Heck, they even bring their own water. Call Zero Res and ask for the WMAL special. Zero Res will pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpets for only $49 a room. Minimum supply. Call them now. 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221. Or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It's spelled the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Bill, and Happy New Year to you. Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound at Route 100. We have a crash blocking all lanes. Westbound Route 50 at Maryland Route 2. An accident takes out the two right lanes. As for the Anacostia Freeway northbound, no serious delays at all. The Beltway's inner loop and outer loop looking pretty good. 395 northbound between the D.C. waterfront and the 3rd Street Tunnel is fine. And 95 northbound from the Occoquan River Bridge to the Capitol Beltway is a 10-minute commute on this New Year's morning, and that is about the norm. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got the wind chill advisory to kick off 2018. Afternoon clouds on the way up to around 25. Wind chill near minus 5. Tonight, the early clouds, then gradual clearing. Overnight low to mid-teens. Wind chill minus 3. Sunny tomorrow, mid-20s to around 30. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 6 degrees in Haymarket, 13 in Beltsville, 14 in Washington. The world welcomes 2018. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630. WMAL.
And good morning to you. It is Mornings on the Mall. Dan Mandison for Vince and Mary on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Yes, indeed. A happy new year to you. I got to tell you, folks, I don't know what it is about New Year's Eve. And folks, listen, I'm a big Second Amendment supporter. Just please understand that. But why? For the love of Pete, when I have to get up at this ungodly hour to do this wonderful show on this wonderful radio station, are people firing guns not only at midnight, but at 12:15 and 12:30, it went on and on. So for the record, I'm going on a little sleep and sadly a lot of alcohol as well. But we will get through it. There are a lot of things to talk about today here on Mornings on the Mall on WMAL. Of course, we have a lot of these protests that are going on now in Iran. Dozens of folks arrested. We'll get into that story as well. And of course, on this first day of 2018, one of the things that folks always do is they look back at the biggest news stories from 2017. And it is interesting because the more that I look at what is what were and is considered the biggest news stories of 2017, well, those same news stories are going to be the biggest news stories in 2018 as well. You talk about President Trump. You talk about his first year in office. Now, he's really, at least to me, he's got some presidential legs under him. I feel like the president, he is certainly learning how to be a president pretty much now 1 year in office. And so that's one of the things that people certainly look to in 2018 is, will President Trump be more presidential? Now, I know a lot of people, when they hear this conversation, their eyes start to roll into the back of their heads because this is so 2017 topic. When will the president become more presidential? I do believe that the president is learning and he is understanding what it means to get things done in Washington, D.C. And I think this next year is going to show, I would say, a kinder, gentler President Trump. He's still going to infuriate people with Twitter. Trust me, I know that. However, I also believe that with the president being able to get the tax reforms done, we all know what happened with repeal and replace of Obamacare. But I do think that the president moving forward, he is going to be, as I said, kinder, gentler, because he's now learning how to get things done in Washington, D.C. And some of the other big stories of 2017, we look ahead to 2018. These are going to be the major stories. Greater tensions, of course, with North Korea. We all know about Kim Jong-un. We all know that China has now, apparently, according to President Trump and according to the South Koreans, they have now been able to capture a second ship. They say, the South Koreans say, is proof positive that the Chinese have been helping North Korea, and that is, of course, a violation of sanctions. By the way, for the record, the Chinese, they're denying all this, but there is no denying that North Korea and this conversation about Kim Jong-un and this conversation regarding President Trump, and is he dealing with Kim Jong-un in a way that will lead us, America, into nuclear war with North Korea? You know, there's some people that are saying, and this is, to me, by far, one of the most interesting storylines from 2017, and I'm obviously, along with everybody else in America and the world, interested in what's going to happen moving forward with North Korea. But there's some people that are saying that the president is going to tweet us into a nuclear war with North Korea. There's other people that are saying that the president is handling Kim Jong-un exactly the right way. I mean, think about this. As we look ahead to what could happen with North Korea, Kim Jong-un is a guy who has, as far as I can tell, he's never really dealt with somebody who will stand up to him. And so he's dealing with a situation, he's dealing with an American president who, on a very public stage, I mean, this isn't in some, you know, office government building where he and the North Korean leader, they're having a private conversation. The president on Twitter is standing up to Kim Jong-un. He's not used to that. And so there's a lot of folks who are looking at what's happening in North Korea, and they're thinking, okay, you've got Kim Jong-un, a guy nobody ever stands up to, and now the president is standing up to him. And so how will Kim Jong-un react? And there's a bunch of experts out there, and I've certainly interviewed a lot of them, who will say, well, he's handling Kim Jong-un in exactly the right way because he will ultimately force Kim Jong-un to come to the table because the president is challenging him not only in front of the world, but also in front of his own people. So the conversation about North Korea and the ramifications of President Trump and his dealing with Kim Jong-un, I think that is going to be a storyline to watch in 2018. The hashtag MeToo movement, I have a feeling that this will obviously continue on, not only through 2018, but also beyond. And I think that as good-intentioned as the hashtag MeToo movement is, and I do believe that it is good-intentioned, I also think that we could very well have a lot of problems with innocent men that are going to be victimized, I will say, by the hashtag MeToo movement. Now, before, you know, feminists go nuts on this thing, here's what I mean by that. All of a sudden, what we've seen over the past several months, really ever since Harvey Weinstein, is a number of women coming out and accusing men of all of these sexual harassment and sexual whatever. And so the problem is that for men to be able to respond to these things, they need evidence. They need something other than, well, I didn't do it. Because thanks to a number of different elements out there today, the hashtag MeToo movement, it almost seems like you are guilty just by the accusation. And so certainly not only in Hollywood, but in many different facets of life, you are guilty until you can prove yourself innocent. And that's not the way that it works here in America. We all know what's going on with Matt Damon. Matt Damon is a guy who You know, admittedly, I think this is a guy who is absolutely loved in Hollywood, and also he's very popular with moviegoers. He's, to be honest, one of my favorites. However, you got all these folks online that are trying to get this guy bounced off the latest Ocean's 8 movie. Now, that is a reboot of the Ocean's movies, and it stars a whole bunch of women. And so Matt Damon, a guy who apparently may have known something about what happened or what was happening with Harvey Weinstein and a lot of these various women. And so he came out in an interview and he basically said something that I thought was somewhat rational, which is, listen, there's a big difference between patting a woman on the behind and sexual assault and sexual harassment. There is a big difference, Matt Damon said, between those two, and you had people go bat crap crazy, and of course, they do that on Twitter. And so now there's this whole movement online to have Matt Damon dropped from the latest Ocean's 8 movie, and I think that more than likely will happen if it has not happened already. It's a sad day, I think, in Hollywood. It's the best of times and the worst of times, and here's what I mean by that. It is the best of times in the sense that you have somebody, a pig, quite frankly, like Harvey Weinstein and others like him who are going down, who are losing their careers, who are losing everything after decades of sexually assaulting and sexually harassing women. That is a good thing. That is the best of times in Hollywood. But it is also the worst of times in the sense that, and I mentioned this just a few minutes ago, we have a situation where innocent people are getting caught up in this whole hashtag MeToo campaign. And that is a sad thing because when innocent men are unable to defend themselves and just by a simple accusation, they lose their entire careers and their reputation, that is a bad thing. And unfortunately, there are people in Hollywood who will say, and this not only applies to Hollywood, this also applies to every other facet of life, where if you are accused of something, then you are responsible for defending yourself, and oftentimes it's against baseless accusations. So those are just a number of the major news stories from 2017 that I see will continue on into 2018 and beyond. Certainly the Democrats, they are battling amongst each other regarding impeachment. We'll get into that story and a whole lot more straight ahead right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is 5:15. We do traffic and weather together every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, it's Art Andrews. Hey, Art.
Hi there, Dan. Good morning and Happy New Year to you. In Hanover, Baltimore Washington Parkway southbound at Route 100, we do have an accident. The police have moved it over to the shoulder, but it's just be aware of it. Baltimore Washington Parkway northbound at Riverdale Road, another crash. And westbound Route 50 at Route 2, an accident blocking two right lanes. 270 southbound between 109 and the local lane split, a 24-minute trip. Just a little bit of building volume, not too much, but just a tad. And 66 eastbound from the Beltway to the Roosevelt Bridge, a 12-minute trip, and that's about normal. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Oh, my Lord, is it cold today. Afternoon highs going to be around 25. With the wind chill, though, it's going to feel like it's negative 5. And right now it is 11 degrees in our nation's capital.
Sun & Ski's peak season ski sale has arrived. Save up to 40% on skis, fleece, and pullover jackets. 50% on winter styles and up to 60% on snowboards. Hot savings on some of the best brands during peak season. Find your nearest store at sunandski.com.
It is 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL, Dan Mandis in for Vince and Mary. It is Mornings on the Mall on a very cold, and I mean very cold, the January 1st of 2018. Hope you had a great new year. Now, I'd like to call an audible. I know we're going to talk about here in the next couple of segments the impeachment debate within the Democrats, but I want to get to, because I have not heard this yet, and I want to get to some of this audio. Mike, if you could be prepared to play this back at the radio station here. I want to play cut two. Now, Don Lemon is a guy who, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not a big fan of. But apparently now he has already made an appearance singing and hitting on a pedicab driver in New Orleans. And I have not heard this audio. But, folks, this is some would say, anyway, one of the top news anchors in the country. Don Lemon apparently all kinds of drunk last night on New Year's Eve in New Orleans.
How's it going?
Anderson and Andy.
Oh, you're great. Hey, okay, cool. Wow.
It's either we're in a parade or we're getting married. Right. Going to the chapel and we're...
No, we're not getting married because you were just hitting on the pedicab guy.
No! Connor, was I hitting on you?
No.
Connor,
never.
We love you. Thank you so much.
Okay. I don't know. You know, is it just me? And you can just answer this amongst each other if you'd like. But when I watch these shows, when I see the likes of CNN and even Fox News, and listen, folks, I like Fox News. I just, for whatever, it just seems so out of place. It just seems so out of character. And so for me, anyway, as I was watching all of the, you know, all of the New Year's Eve festivities in New York and so on, I did tune over to CNN. I also tuned over to Fox. It just feels awkward to me. I don't know why. It feels almost like it's forced. And let's play cut one. Apparently, CNN literally smoking weed on the air. And let's hear that audio again. CNN last night in their New Year's Eve coverage. This is apparently in Denver.
Mask. Yes, a bong. And of course, they couldn't stand to see a bong that didn't have any cannabis in it. So you actually put it in the bong, you filled it up.
Yeah.
And you packed it. Okay, so you're gonna, now what? Now you're gonna celebrate a little New Year's early or what?
I've never hit my
Okay. This, I don't think this is really what a gas mask is used for, but wow.
So
okay. This is New Year's Eve Denver
this
style.
This is legal in Colorado.
I know.
Okay. Oh my.
I'm moving
it's
to Colorado.
Legal. It is
yes.
Legal. Wow. But so, we are making our way to a puff pass and paint party. Yeah.
Okay, so apparently over on CNN, what they were doing was live from Colorado, where marijuana is legal. They're giving America instructions on apparently how exactly to use a bong. Now listen, with the year that CNN has had, quite frankly, I think they could all use a hit. CNN has not had a good year, and we know that. You know, one of the things that I think is interesting is one of the big conversations, not only in 2017, but also 2016, is this big battle that's been going on between President Trump and the media, and certainly CNN and MSNBC. Those are two outlets that have, as much as they absolutely abhor, as much as they absolutely hate President Trump, let me tell you something, folks. All of these news channels, they owe President Trump a huge thank you. And the reason why is because, as we all know, the ratings are way up. And it's interesting because when you look at the fact that you have all of these news outlets and all of these liberals and all these folks on in newspaper and television and also radio, they're screaming to the top of their lungs that the president is going to fire Robert Mueller. I mean, you've seen all this all over the place. It is like they're trying to dare the president to fire Robert Mueller. Then he goes on with the big interview with the New York Times, and he says, no, I have complete confidence that Robert Mueller is going to be fair. And then you hear crickets from the media because they're like, oh, crap. Did the president just say again that he's not going to fire Robert Mueller? Well, yeah, that's what he's been saying all along. But the media, I don't know if it's because they're running out of things to cover, which, I mean, to me seems rather insane because there's a lot of things to cover. But one of the things that I find fascinating is this whole conversation about the president firing Robert Mueller. Now, you and I both know that firing Robert Mueller would be the biggest gift that the president could give his detractors. So on the one hand, they're saying, his detractors are saying, you better not, you better not, you better not, you better not. Behind the scenes, let me tell you something, folks. They're thinking, please, for the love of Pete, fire Robert Mueller. Because that's going to play right into their hands regarding all of these claims of hysteria and obstruction of justice. So it's a really interesting dynamic that's at play in the president. I think the president clearly knows this. I think the president clearly knows that if he fired Robert Mueller, the political earthquake would be tremendous. Now, he also said in the New York Times interview that I reserve the right to do whatever I want with the FBI and the Justice Department. I certainly can. So it's almost like the press, and maybe this is fair, maybe it's not, but the press is saying, well, he did say that he trusted Robert Mueller, but it was all with a caveat. And that caveat, of course, is that I trust him. I'm ultimately not going to fire him, but I can if I want to. And so that keeps the conversation going. And that's one of the things I think that has been going on within the party of the left, the Democrats, because they're trying to figure out whether or not they should be the party of impeachment. You know, the conversation has already been with the Democrats. Are they going to be the party of rage? Are they going to be the party of outrage? And it was all about being anti-President Trump. It was all about being the party of resistance. Well, now it's the party of impeachment. That's the big question going on right now within the left. Are the Democrats going to be heading into the midterm elections? And this is very important, folks. Heading into the midterm elections, are they going to be the party that is defined by impeachment? And this is from Politico, and I'll be able to get into this in more detail coming up. They talk about this tidal wave of liberal disdain for President Trump could, and I think that's a big could, help deliver the House to Democrats in 2018. We already know that the Senate's really close, so we'll have to see what happens. But within this tidal wave is this conversation about whether or not they should go after President Trump. And it's going to be a conversation about impeachment. And if you are a Democrat who is up for re-election and you have the opinion that, well, you know what, we may not have anything right now that is impeachable for the president of the United States, so we might want to hold off until we have something a little more firm. Well, you run the risk of being primaried, and we'll talk about that straight ahead right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, because let me tell you something, folks. If you think there is a war between the Republicans and the Democrats, the war between the Democrats and each other is going to be very, very big time indeed. It's going to be, I would say, it's going to top the war between the Republicans and the Democrats. Right now, it is 525. We do traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, it's Art Andrews.
All right, Dan, thank you. 395 southbound, right near Edsel Road. Police are on the scene of an accident. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound between 450 Annapolis Road and Riverdale Road. An accident with all lanes blocked. Traffic is being diverted to Route 410. And the Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound at 100, there's a crash. That one has been moved to the shoulder. Elsewhere, 270 southbound from 121 to the Beltway, moving along with no serious delay. 95 northbound between Dale City and the Beltway, a 14-minute trip, and that's about the norm. And the inner loop of the Beltway from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to Route 50 is okay. The outer loop from Van Dorn Street to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, no serious delays here either. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early sunshine, then afternoon clouds up to around 25, wind chill near minus 5, and we've got the wind chill advisory to start the day. Tonight, the early clouds, then gradual clearing, overnight low to mid-teens, wind chill around minus 3. Tomorrow, sunny, mid-20s to around 30. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And good morning to you, Dan Mandis on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is Mornings on the Mall, in for Vince and Mary. Yes, indeed. Politico lays it out really well, this war amongst Democrats. Talking about how Democratic lawmakers acknowledge that their voters are hungry for Trump's removal from office, even if there is no clear consensus on the grounds for his impeachment. And as we move into 2018, and by the way, Happy New Year to you. Polls on the questions show as many as 3/4 of Democrats already back impeachment. And they say that one deep-pocketed ally, California megadonor by the name of Tom Steyer, has been mounting an expensive pressure campaign across the country to build support for President Trump's impeachment. And they talk about how the Democratic hostility towards the president seems to intensify daily. And here's the problem that the Democrats are going to face. Right now, we're, what, a year and a half or so into this investigation with Robert Mueller? Well, we'll find out what the latest on that is and its ramifications on the midterm elections straight ahead on WMAL.
The news is out, and as the economy continues to improve, the Fed has made it clear that interest rate increases are imminent in the next year. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and you may be thinking these rate increases have nothing to do with you. But mark my words, the Fed's increase in rates will impact every person with a car loan, credit cards, furniture loan, line of credit, and of course, a mortgage. With the future of home interest tax deductibility questionable and rate increases on the horizon, you can't afford to wait. We offer purchase, refinance, debt consolidation, and elimination of PMI. We're the fastest growing local Christian mortgage company for a reason, and we'll guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Call us today at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Zero Res can have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. For a clean that lasts, book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
The National Mall, a place for the country to coalesce. Washington's Mall, WMAL, a place where Washington comes together.
How about that?
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And good morning to you, Dan Mandison, for Vincent Mary on WMAL. Coming up next, yes, indeed, we'll wrap up this conversation of the impeachment debate dividing the Democrats. And what does Wolf Blitzer sound like singing on New Year's Eve? I've got the audio. Maybe I'll play it coming up next on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning and Happy New Year. I'm Bill Thompson. The ball dropped in New York Times Square at midnight as a million people shivered in temperatures hovering right around 10 degrees. Correspondent Allison Kosick was among them.
I am wearing a ton of clothes. I've got 3 pairs of pants on, several layers up top. I've got hand warmers and toe warmers and warmers everywhere on my body. That is the one way to prepare and just keep moving.
Now, meanwhile, the 129th Tournament of Roses Parade is set to step off in a few hours in Pasadena, California, where it's warmer than 10 degrees.
They get some of the biggest applauses at the parade.
The equestrian environmental engineers.
Commonly known as...
We're pooper scoopers.
They are clad in white jumpsuits, armed with big scoop shovels, and their job is, when a horse does its business on the parade route, they run in, scoop up, and run out so the unit behind doesn't step in it.
It's a dirty job, but we clean up well.
And they love it. From the 129th Tournament of Roses Parade, I'm Jim Roop in Pasadena.
The Redskins end the season with an embarrassing loss to the New York Giants. Coach Jay Gruden.
Our defense played pretty well. We just could never score enough to catch up offensively. You know, we lost Samaje early and then Ty, which hurt us a little bit, but for the most part, our first down, second down percentages of making plays was terrible, and then our third down conversions were as bad as they've ever been.
The Skins finished the season at 7-9. More than 6 dozen marijuana retailers have been licensed to start selling recreational pot in California today. The start of legal retail cannabis sales comes more than 2 decades after California paved the way for legal weed by passing the country's first medical marijuana law. Costa Rican investigators are looking into what caused a charter plane to crash soon after takeoff, killing the 10 U.S. citizens and 2 local crew members on board. 5 of the dead are a family from a New York City suburb. Authorities in suburban Denver are investigating what led a 37-year-old man to fire more than 100 rounds at sheriff's deputies, killing one and injuring 4 others. Matthew Real had previously posted videos online railing against the local sheriff and police. Checking your money, the markets are closed today. The Dow opens the day tomorrow at 24,719, the Nasdaq at 6903. Sports sponsored by LifeLock. The Redskins wrap up the season with a loss, so do the Ravens. NBA, the Wizards pound the Bulls. College basketball, Virginia Tech loses. The Maryland women win again. NHL, the Caps are off till tomorrow. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Some mornings, opening your eyes is hard, but LifeLock's eyes are already open to a wide range of identity threats. Stuff you can't see by just monitoring your credit. If something happens, U.S.-based specialists can work to fix it. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code RISK to save 10%.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxel.
I think most of the time, and once we're done with our holiday shopping and we turn the corner towards the new year, people start thinking about their goals for the following year. And if you're close to retirement or you've given it thought in the past, you may want to know where you stand for retirement.
Catch Winter at a new time, Saturdays at noon here on WMAL or online at wintertroxel.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're thinking about selling your home or someone you know is thinking about selling their home, I'm strongly recommending my trusted friends and realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah are so confident they'll sell your home, they'll guarantee it. If your home doesn't sell, Debbie and Sarah will buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed in writing. How can they do that? Well, because Debbie and Sarah already have the buyers, over 5,500 ready buyers looking to buy right now. Who you choose to sell your home is critical. Debbie and Sarah net their sellers 6% more. Wow, that's $30,000 more dollars on average. It all adds up to results. That's why over 400 families chose Debbie and Sarah to sell their home and why you should too. Call now 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
After I got out of the Navy, I needed a university that would help me transition to civilian life. With UMUC, my military advisor had my back every step of the way, and I learned the management skills that allowed me to become a partner in a fitness company. Now, I'm making a real difference, and it's the best feeling ever.
Whether you want to start your own business or advance in your field, University of Maryland University College is here to help. We're a public state university founded for adult learners just like Navy veteran and UMUC alum Catherine Stoddard. UMUC offers 90-plus programs and specializations in fields like business and management to help give you the skills and knowledge employers want. Plus, with classes online and no SAT, GRE, or GMAT required for most programs, UMUC can work for you. This New Year's, make a resolution that's worth keeping. Earning a degree from UMUC can help put you on the path to success. Spring classes are now enrolling. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
5:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Bill. Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound between Annapolis Road and Riverdale Road. Police are still dealing with an earlier crash. All lanes are blocked, so traffic is being diverted onto Route 410. Southbound at 100, that accident I mentioned a few moments ago has been cleared. In Alexandria, 395 southbound near Edsel Road, a crash takes out two right lanes. Police are on the scene. No delays on the inner loop or the outer loop of the Beltway. The southeast-southwest freeway eastbound from the 3rd Street Tunnel to Pennsylvania Avenue moving well. The George Washington Parkway southbound from the Beltway to 395, the 14th Street Bridge. It's problem-free as well. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early sunshine, then afternoon clouds up to around 25, wind chill near minus 5. And we've got the wind chill advisory to start the day. Tonight, the early clouds, then gradual clearing overnight, low to mid-teens. Wind chill around minus 3. Tomorrow, sunny, mid-20s to around 30. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 11 in Manassas, 14 in Greenbelt, 14 in Washington. And Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. My name is Dan Mandis. Morning's on the Mall in for Vince and Mary. Very much appreciate you being here. Yes, indeed, all kinds of impeachment talk amongst the left. And they don't really know what to do with themselves. You know, it's all this effort between, of course, the Democrats and the media. And I'm going to play a soundbite. This is Cut 11. This is a montage of the media just absolutely hyperventilating and hysterical, in my opinion, talking about impeachment.
The big question, did President Trump try to block the FBI's Russia investigation, commit an impeachable offense?
So we keep hearing that I word a lot. Is impeachment now on the table?
The ground has completely shifted on Capitol Hill. So yes, you're going to have hearings. I think we know what the summer is going to be. It's going to be the summer of Comey.
I was in the Nixon administration, as you know, and I thought after watching the Clinton impeachment, I thought I'd never see another one. But I think we're in impeachment territory now.
Really?
For the first time.
I mean, you could just hear the hyperventilation in their voices. And, of course, Maxine Waters, and she's, of course, out of California, she is the queen of impeachment, and we can never hear enough Maxine Waters, right? Yeah, I mean, it goes on and on. Of course, we know that there are some folks there within the Democrats who they can't get enough impeachment talk. But here's what I'm getting at with the left is that you have Nancy Pelosi. And trust me when I say, folks, I'm no fan of Nancy Pelosi. But she has been trying to tamp down this impeachment talk. Now there are people that are actually saying that somebody could go after Nancy Pelosi in a primary as well. So we know that this is the battle that's brewing amongst the left, which is, okay, so if you're somebody who is screaming for the impeachment of President Trump, well, based on Politico and based on a couple of different polls, nearly three-quarters of Democrats already back impeachment. We're talking about the donors. We were mentioning earlier this guy named Tom Steyer out of California. I wonder if he's somebody who is based out of Northern California, where we all know is the home base of Nancy Pelosi. Maybe he's from Southern California, where Maxine Waters is. But this is a guy who has been mounting an expensive pressure campaign across the country to build support for the president's impeachment. So this is going to be what's going to be, my opinion anyway, the most watched narrative and aspect of the midterm elections. You know, when it's the left versus the right, Republican versus Democrat, it's relatively easy to figure out which side you're going to be on. But when you're talking about Democrats going up against Democrats and Republicans going against Republicans in the primary, to me, that's going to be the far more interesting aspects of the midterm elections. If you're somebody who backs impeachment, well, then guess what? You might have a moderate Democrat running against you that might be talking more about policy. But if you're somebody who is in office, and let's say you're like Nancy Pelosi, and you're trying to pretty much stave off all of these screams for impeachment because you know that it's just not there. The evidence from the Robert Mueller investigation or the James Comey termination, whatever it is, it's not there yet. Now, my own personal opinion on this is it's not going to be there ever. However, right now certainly is not the time to call for impeachment. So that's going to be the question. If you're somebody like Nancy Pelosi, who knows that the impeachment thing just isn't going to happen right now, but you have all these people within your party and within your donor base especially, they are screaming for impeachment. It's an emotional reaction, not a rational one. And I can't believe I just called Nancy Pelosi rational. I did in a roundabout kind of way, and I apologize in advance. But on this one particular issue, I would say that, yes, Nancy Pelosi is right when she says, listen, the impeachment thing, just it's not going to happen right now. It is simply not. But when you have such an emotional base and they're angry, the Democrats are angry. And of course, we all know this is harkens back to the fact that they lost the presidential election. Hillary obviously lost the presidential election. And so the Democrats as a party are angry. And yeah, they are fighting amongst each other. And so when we head into the midterm elections, is it going to be about impeachment or is it going to be about policy? Because we know that from a policy standpoint, the president goes into the midterm elections and the Republicans go into the midterm elections with some pretty good accomplishments. I mean, we can talk about the judicial appointments. We can talk about tax reform. And that's going to be another thing, by the way. When you look at the things that are going to drive the midterm elections in 2018, as we move forward and we look ahead to the biggest news stories of 2018, obviously the midterm elections, there's going to be a lot of talk about tax reform. And whether or not this was nothing more than tax benefits for the rich and for the corporations. Now, we all know the talking points that the opponents of President Trump, the Democrats, are saying about tax reform. It's nothing but tax cuts for the rich. It's nothing but tax cuts for the corporations. Now, I would obviously counter that there's a lot of people. MarketWatch had a great graph and a great story last week. I'm sure you heard about it, where they showed that obviously the majority of Americans are getting money back. And so the question is going to arise, and I think this is also going to be one of the more interesting narratives of the midterm elections. Who will people believe, or what will people believe? When we talk about the Republicans and their accomplishments in 2017 and whatever happens in 2018, will people believe the rhetoric of Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, that the tax reforms of 2017, they were only about the corporations and they were only about rich folks? Or will the middle class, for example, take a look at their paychecks and realize they are getting more back? They're not paying as much to the federal government. They'll understand that for many corporations, they're now giving Christmas bonuses, or they gave Christmas bonuses. They're giving raises. They're making part-time jobs into full-time jobs. It goes on and on and on. So will people understand that the numbers bear out that the tax reforms of 2017 are working for the economy, or will they listen to the media and will they listen to Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer? It's going to be one of the real interesting narratives of 2018. My name is Dan Mandis, in for Vince and Mary. It's Mornings on the Mall on WMAL.
You hear that? You got to listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of a thousand other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best cardio machine on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? Bring home your own Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
Have I saved enough? Am I on track? We're all wondering where we stand. Get some insight from Abe Abish on Retirement Key Radio, Saturday afternoon at 2 on WMAL.
5:45. It's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Dan Mandis in for Vince and Mary. We do traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, it's Art Andrews. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, Dan. 395 southbound near Edsel Road. We did have a collision earlier today. The right lane was blocked. Another off-ramp blocked as well. They're beginning to clear that. 395 northbound from the Pentagon to the 3rd Street Tunnel, about a 4 or 5 minute trip, so that's not too bad. Outer loop of the Beltway at the Dulles Toll Road to crash. That has been cleared. The inner loop from the Woodrow Wilson Bridge to Van Dorn, about a 7 minute commute. The BW Parkway northbound from Annapolis Road to Riverdale Road to crash, blocking all lanes, so the police are diverting traffic to Route 410 and the BW Parkway southbound at 100. An earlier accident is gone. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got the wind chill advisory to kick off 2018. Afternoon clouds on the way, up to around 25. Wind chill near minus 5. Tonight, the early clouds, then gradual clearing. Overnight, low to mid-teens. Wind chill minus 3. Sunny tomorrow, mid-20s to around 30. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And right now, it is 11 degrees in our nation's capital. Good morning, Dan Mandis, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Some Mornings on the Mall. And a happy new year to you. So many things to look forward to in 2018. You know, as interesting as 2017 has been, I can't imagine, but I think 2018 is going to be even more fascinating. Now, coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk a little bit about what is going on in Iran, because President Trump is condemning the arrest of demonstrators amid a whole bunch of protests that are happening in Iran. And there seems to be some debate as to what exactly it is that people are protesting. So we're going to get into this, do a deep dive, if you will, coming up at about 6:05 here on WMAL. But I'm here to tell you that one of the things that happened in 2017, and this is going to continue into 2018, is that Hollywood is completely imploding. And it's not, I mean, it is about the hashtag MeToo campaign, but it is also about President Trump. And one of Hollywood's more well-known conservatives has now had an epic meltdown on Twitter. Roseanne Barr, who, for the record, never been a huge fan, but I get it. I mean, a lot of people like her. She's not my favorite. However, she is conservative. And she actually had what I would say is an epic meltdown on Twitter where she just decided, you know what? Screw it. I quit. Now, she's taken down the post. Now, if you keep up with all things Roseanne Barr, the show that she was on, I think it's called Roseanne, is supposed to come back here in the next couple of months. So I'm not sure if she can actually quit, but here's what she said. This is the story. This is out of Daily Mail, where she threatened to retire after this big Twitter feud on Friday. And so she came out and she was saying all kinds of things that were more conservative in nature. She says, for those who wonder, back in the day when I was called a, quote, liberal by journalists, she tweeted out, I used to answer, I'm not a liberal, I'm a radical, and I still am. She says, I voted Trump to shake up the status quo and the establishment, she tweeted on Wednesday. She followed that with another tweet. Trump is fighting pedophiles and he likes Jews. That infuriates some people, obviously a swipe at the left. She also tweeted that fans of Hillary Clinton have threatened her on Thursday, saying, have you been threatened by fans of HRC? Tell us about it. Hashtag me too. Now, Roseanne, as we all know, has been a critic of Hillary Clinton for quite some time. And so, as you can imagine, and we do know that the fans of Hillary Clinton, they are absolutely rabid. I mean, they really are. I mean, Joe Biden's talked about this. A whole bunch of folks have talked about this. So now, because of all of the negative feedback that she got, because she was absolutely blasted on Twitter, and we know, and I've talked about this, I can't tell you how many times, that social media, it does a couple of things. One is it lets people basically broadcast in tweet form their own stupidity and their own narcissism. But what it also does is it fuels these feuds between the left and the right. I mean, we've certainly seen this over and over again. And so based on a lot of the feedback, let's just say that she got on Twitter, Roseanne Barr said, screw it, I'm going to quit. She says, I won't be censored or silenced, chided, or corrected and continue to work. She says, I retire right now. I've had enough. Bye. Read one of her tweets that have since now been deleted, according to USA Today. She followed up with another tweet. Do not expect to hear anything more from me. It's a waste of time to oppose fascists here. Bye. And lastly, she says, the only way to win is to not play the game, and I will not play. Now, could that be the end of Roseanne Barr and the whole big reboot of her TV show? I don't know. I don't think so. I think, one, she's under contract, but two, you know, she is a conservative. And so I would assume that she understands that as a conservative and somebody who is certainly politically minded at that, she knows that she has a certain responsibility, I would say, because we know that the left in Hollywood, that is certainly the wave that has been happening, and certainly the status quo in Hollywood is that they're all liberals, they're all Democrats. And so for her being one of the few conservatives in Hollywood, and she has an opportunity not only to work but also be a conservative voice, I would be willing to bet that she is not going to retire. I would say, though, to Roseanne, if you're looking for any real dialogue on Twitter, you're probably looking in the wrong place. We know that in her 2016 documentary, Roseanne for President, she stated people in this country are not allowed to say anything except for that they love Hillary, or they'll be harassed, especially on social media, until they leave or hang their heads in shame. Because she said in 2016, if you don't endorse Hillary, then you're anti-American, a racist, a sexist, or whatever names her robots throw around. And so we'll see what's next for Roseanne Barr. I'm Dan Mandis on WMAL. It's time for Rush.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders up for re-election next year, and according to NBC News, he's facing a feisty Democrat challenger. John Svitosky is a homeless advocate. He's running because he's furious that Bernie challenged Hillary Clinton in 2016. He told NBC that he holds Bernie responsible for Trump's election. This is his number one issue. Svitovsky says that it was a huge mistake for Democrats to let Bernie into the party in the first place, because Bernie has devastated the Democrats. He also says the FBI investigation into Jane Sanders' financial shenanigans is a serious thing. According to Mr. Svitovsky, as soon as he announced, thousands of people across the country wanted to donate or volunteer for his campaign. Now, ever since Trump won, angry liberals have been trying to figure out how to vent their anger. They've marched. They've worn stupid pink hats. They've rioted in blue cities. They've pretended to assassinate Trump lookalikes in plays. And they pretended to hold up Trump's bloody severed head in videos. They've attacked his kids. And one of their crazies actually gunned down some Republicans. So far, nothing has quelled their anger. But this makes as much sense as anything else they've tried. You angry Democrats, you want to finally get even with someone for Trump's victory? Blame Bernie. Chase him out of office. We'd all be better off. We can deal with whoever replaces him. Easily.
General all-around good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Do you have diabetes? Millions of Americans do. And what they don't know is that even if you have diabetes, you can get up to $500,000 of quality life insurance from top-rated companies with no medical exam at great rates. That's right, no medical exam. Call now, 1-800-254-9567, or visit us online at fastlife.life. It's FastLife, the revolutionary new way to buy life insurance. It's quick, easy, and fast. And there's no medical exam. Call FastLife today, 1-800-254-9567. 254-9567 or visit us online at fastlife.life. No matter what your health or wealth, protecting the people you love is important. And for millions of people with diabetes, it's the number one reason for purchasing life insurance. Call now 1-800-254-9567 or visit fastlife.life for your free no obligation quote. Call FastLife 1-800-254-9567 or visit us online at fastlife.life.
5:55, we do traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives now from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning to Art Andrews.
Good morning, Dan. The inner loop of the Beltway after Van Dorn Street. Watch out for a disabled vehicle. It is on the shoulder, but just be careful. 395 southbound near Edsel Road, an accident blocking the right lane and the off-ramp as well. That's blocked. Baltimore Washington Parkway northbound between Annapolis Road and Riverdale Road. Okay, they cleared an accident. And as far as mass transit is concerned on this New Year's Day, it's operating on a Sunday schedule. No VRE service. Loudoun County Transit not running. Prince George bus not running as well. And so now you know about mass transit, and it's very, very cold. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Remaining under the wind chill advisory to start. Afternoon clouds will get up to around 25. Wind chill near minus 5. Tonight, early clouds, gradual clearing, low to mid-teens. Wind chill minus 3. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Captain Weather brought to you by LifeLock. It is 11 degrees in our nation's capital.
Some mornings, opening your eyes is hard, but LifeLock's eyes are already open to a wide range of identity threats. Stuff you can't see by just monitoring your credit. If something happens, U.S.-based specialists can work to fix it. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code RISK to save 10%.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS. KARS for kids. 1-877-CARS for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hate going to the mall? Try LaTote.com, a fashion subscription box that sends brand name clothing and accessories right to your door for one low monthly fee. Choose from brands like BCBG, Nike, Rebecca Minkoff, and more all month long. Get unlimited totes each month. Simply wear, return, and repeat. Go to LaTote.com, enter code radio at checkout to get 50% off your first month. Wear what you want. Return everything in the mail when you're done. Repeat all month long. Again, that's LaTote.com, enter code radio.
Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky fresh.
I'm calling because I saw one of your delivery persons today, and he was totally naked.
Ma'am, I sincerely want to apologize for any...
Buck naked right there on the street.
Ma'am, we're doing all we can to...
And I say it's about darn time.
I know, and I'm gonna... Wait, what?
The human body is a beautiful thing, don't you agree?
Well, I...
We've suffered the tyranny of clothing for way too long.
Okay, but...
So thanks, Jimmy John's, for going all natural.
Actually, ma'am, it's our meats that are all natural.
Say what now?
Our meats are all natural. Wood smoked ham, choice roast beef, real fresh turkey breast, all natural and freaky fresh.
So I don't suppose I can expect all natural delivery in the future?
No.
Darn.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
It's 5:59. Well, let me ask a question. If you're disgusted with the NFL, should you be able to turn in your season tickets and get your money back? What they're talking about in what state, we'll get into that. Also, a protest in Iran, battles in D.C. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning and Happy New Year. I'm Bill Thompson. There was evidence everywhere of stepped-up security in New York's Times Square last night as a million people jammed in to watch the ball drop.
Security was definitely tight tonight. Hundreds of police officers lined the streets, many carrying very big weapons, bomb-sniffing dogs, devices that can root out any radiological material. Those were out here as well. Counter-snipers were on the roofs of the buildings surrounding Times Square. And even the hotel security was in coordination with the New York Police Department to make sure that the hotels were being watched as well, because there are dozens of hotels surrounding the Times Square area.
Correspondent Allison Kosick. President Trump bid farewell to the old year and welcomed in the new in a lavish party at Mar-a-Lago. Mr. Trump told reporters that he expects the new year to be tremendous, and he predicts the stock market will continue to gain ground and that companies will return to the U.S. at a rapid clip. While some folks are recovering this morning from the rigors of ringing in the new year, others are taking a hike.
First day hikes are taking place across the area today. It's a chance for people to start the year with a free guided trip through a state park. Shannon Johnson's with the Virginia Department of Conservation and Recreation.
I think after you've had all of that wonderful holiday food, right, and you've sat around and you've slept and done all of these really unhealthy things, I think people just want to kick off the new year with something that is a little bit better for them.
Johnson says this year there's a photo contest and other giveaways that'll be taking place. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Montgomery County firefighters had an uncommonly busy weekend putting out house fires. County Fire Chief Scott Goldstein says the number of serious house fires is unprecedented, but there were no serious injuries in any of those fires. One started near a gas furnace in the basement of a home. Another was caused by improperly discarded fireplace ashes. The Redskins season is over, but not the Kirk Cousins speculation. Where will the quarterback play next season?
I'm not in a position right now to even give you an answer. I need to catch my breath. You know, we'll have plenty of time. The league set up in a way that we have a lot of time to make those decisions, and I'll use all the time that I can. Be very thorough and diligent.
The Skins end the season with a 7-9 record. It's a problem many teachers encounter, whether to friend or follow their students on social media. Well, now one local school district is considering a written policy to guide social media use by teachers.
Superintendent of Frederick County Schools, Dr. Teresa Albin, tells the student representative to the Board of Education.
We're asking teachers
on their personal Facebook not to friend you.
And a proposed social media use policy would also require teachers to have separate social media accounts for their personal and professional lives. Board member Colleen Cusimano explains.
There are a lot of people who have very happy relationships with their coaches and teachers. A lot of parents are very happy that their children have that level of interaction. But there are some boundary crossings.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Congress is set to open the new year with a lot of business left over from last year.
The Senate returns on Wednesday, the House next week, and in between, the President will meet with Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell to talk about the legislative agenda for the year. Fixing the nation's crumbling infrastructure is a priority for the President. Lawmakers face a mid-month deadline for a spending agreement to avoid a government shutdown. They also have to decide on protections for Dreamers, people who were children when they were brought to the U.S. illegally. Other pressing issues include lifting the debt ceiling and Pentagon spending. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Checking your money, the markets are closed today. The Dow opens the day tomorrow at 24719, the NASDAQ at 6903. Sports, the Redskins lose to the Giants. The Bengals stun the Ravens and keep them out of the playoffs. NBA, Bradley Beal scores 39 points as the Wizards beat the Bulls. College